Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the first week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 10, verses 21 to 24. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desire to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All people receive gifts from the Holy Spirit. These gifts help us to live as children of God and enable us to be instruments of God's love and grace to people in our world. As a sacramental church, we open ourselves up to the creative grace of God, our loving Father, the compassionate and loving grace of Jesus Christ, and the transforming grace of the Holy Spirit. In the sacrament of confirmation, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are described in the book of the prophet Isaiah: wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, holiness, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. If we are genuinely open to the Spirit, to God's love and grace, then we will be transformed by these gifts. Real transformation means that we must use these gifts for our good and for the good of all people. During the Advent season, we are reminded to take a step back and reflect on the gifts that we have received from the Holy Spirit. However, it's not enough to simply acknowledge these gifts. We must actively work to utilize them. By doing so, we allow God's love and peace to flow through us, and we fulfill our calling to bring ourselves and others closer to the kingdom of love. And so we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen."